Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. It's brought to you by the American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Today we take a look at Special Counsel Robert Mueller expanding his inquiry into Russian interference in the election to include President Trump. Joining us with the details from our Bloomberg 99.1 News in Washington is international economics and policy correspondent Michael McKee. And Michael, good morning. Please put these latest developments in context for us.
Well, it clearly expands Special Counsel Mueller's investigation, which initially was focused on Russia's election meddling and whether any of Trump's associates colluded with the effort. Remember, fired FBI Director James Comey told Congress last week he assured Trump in January and a couple of times after that that he was not personally under investigation. That appears to have changed now. We don't know exactly what Comey is thinking, but he is apparently going to be interviewing members of the national intelligence community to see if they were asked by the president to impede the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Michael, one of the things that is ironic here is it appears that Mr. Mueller might be trying to corroborate some things that the president himself has said. He was quoted in a New York Times story as telling the Russian ambassador, I faced great pressure because of Russia. That's taken off.
This seems to have grown out, although we don't know, grown out of Comey's testimony to Congressional Intelligence Committee. But remember, there were also stories that Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and National Security Agency Director Mike Rogers were asked by the president to issue public statements clearing him of any involvement with Russia. Both told Congress last week they did not feel pressured by the president, but both declined to say if he indeed asked them. By the way, Coates is going to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in a closed session today. Of course, Comey said he did feel pressure by the president, wrote memos to that effect, which he has provided to Mueller. So Mueller seems to be following up on what not only Comey said, but on the inquiry launched into Coates and Rogers' testimony.
This might have gotten lost as well during that NBC interview with Lester Holt that he had. He was defending the Comey firing, and he said, and I'm quoting here, I said to myself, I might even lengthen out the investigation, but I have to do the right thing for the American people.
Yes, he told Lester Holt that he fired James Comey because of the Russia investigation, which was not, according to the deputy attorney general, the reason that he was fired. Of course, Rod Rosenstein wrote a policy brief blaming Comey for his mishandling of the Hillary Clinton emails. And so there is a dichotomy there that raises questions about what the president's motivation was.
Does this necessarily insert more uncertainty, I don't know, for the American people, for the markets? Because we've seen so many problems develop for the president. This is just another one.
It is just another one, and it is going to be something that takes a long time to play out, because no matter what these officials tell the special counsel, and there will probably be leaks about their testimony, Mueller is going to take his time to get things done. It makes it harder for the president to have the political capital push things through. It also makes it harder for Congress to concentrate on what is going on, but it doesn't bring any legal jeopardy that might affect the president to the fore for quite some time. Experts have long said that at the Justice Department that you really don't indict a sitting president for a crime. You would present the information to Congress and see if they wish to impeach. We're many months, if not years, away from that.
Bloomberg international economics and policy correspondent Michael McKee joining us from the Bloomberg 99.1 newsroom in Washington.